23. I'm going to pause because I think I have feedback. I apologize. Psalm 23 is a psalm of consolation. The consolation that arises from humility. If the Lord is my shepherd, then I must be his sheep. The sheep is a dependent animal that does little for itself and relies almost entirely on its shepherd to provide it with food, shelter, and protection. It doesn't worry about its future. And even when problems arise in the present, it turns dumbly to its shepherd for the solution. It doesn't care what any other animal thinks of it. And it doesn't worry about whether its shepherd is any good, nor make plans to deal with wolves and other problems if its shepherd can't deliver the goods. It just trusts its shepherd and grazes. In our modern culture, dependence on another is too often seen as a weakness. We are urged to be true to ourselves, find our strength from within, and to be suspicious of anyone who is in authority over us. This can leave us anxious and isolated, stressed by our lack of connection to others in our independent state, but worried about the approbation of others if we relinquish that independence to become weak and dependent. But the message of Psalm 23 contradicts the modern secular religion of independence and autonomy. Let me be your shepherd, says the Lord to us. Become my sheep, join my flock, and be liberated from the pressure of trying to be the autonomous Superman that you can't possibly become. But this requires humility, the humility that is necessary if we are willing to let others see us as being sheep-like. We try to do deals with God. We offer to join his sheep-keeping team, but not actually as a sheep. I'll be your junior shepherd, we say to God. I'll work alongside you to keep those sheep in order. Maybe we offer to be his sheepdog, running round at his command to herd the sheep in one direction or another, to help them to find better pasture. But God does not want assistant shepherds or sheepdogs. He wants sheep. Am I humble enough to accept this offer? If I do, then green pastures and still waters await me. And if I leave the green pastures behind and find myself in the valley of the shadow of death, God has promised that he'll prod me along with his rod and pull me back onto the path with his staff until the dark valley is at last behind me. And if I humble myself before God and allow myself to become dependent on him, then he will give me good things because he loves me. He will spread out the table before me and fill my cup until it overflows. But he will do this in the presence of my enemies. The strength that comes from humbling myself and joining the Lord's flock is not the relief that comes from having all the things that are difficult in my life taken away from me, but rather God's support to face them head on. My enemies are not taken away from me. God does not provide me with a place of safety where my enemies are barred and may not enter. No, he puts me in a dangerous place, right there in the presence of my enemies, in the presence of the problems and challenges that I face at this point in my life. But then he gives me everything I need to deal with them. Become God's sheep. Don't try to be his sheepdog. Don't run and hide from your problems and challenges in fear, but eat at God's table. Drink from God's full cup. And as you chew that food and sip from that cup, look your enemies right in the eye, because you are in their presence. And dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.